إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. In the qualities of the strangers, we'll look at some of the internal qualities, inshallah. The first of them is at-taqwa. The strangers are those who are muttaqoon. Taqwa is the outward manifestation of iman. Taqwa is the completeness of iman and amalus salih together. Because taqwa happens only when a person has iman. There cannot be iman, there cannot be taqwa without iman. So therefore, taqwa is the behavior that comes because of iman. Taqwa is that concern that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should never be displeased. Taqwa is the state of the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone else, and who fears to disobey Allah, and who fears to displease Allah. This fear of displeasing Allah is taqwa. And that is why all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are for those who have taqwa, for the muttaqoon. Right from the beginning, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hidayat is for the muttaqeen. And that continues throughout. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Zukhruf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْدُهُمْ لِبَعْدٍ عَدُوٍ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah said that akhilla is the plural of khalil. That is friendship, friends who are the closest of friends. In Arabic, there are many darajat of friendship, many stages or levels of friendship, and the closest of them is khalil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, khalilullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I could take a khalil other than Allah, if I was permitted to take a khalil other than Allah, I would take Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as my khalil. So khalil is the closest. Al-akhilla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who are khalil in this world, who are the closest of friends, on the day of judgment will be enemies to one another. They will be actually adu. They will be enemies to one another, illa al-muttaqeen, except the people of taqwa. So the muttaqeen will continue with their friendship even on the day of judgment, when there will be such a level of fear and such a level of terror among everyone, that people will forget their relationship of father and son and brother and brother, but the people of taqwa will still have their friendship. And that is why we ask Allah to give us friends who are muttaqeen, and we should look for friends who are muttaqeen, because they are the only ones who will stay with you on the day of judgment. So taqwa is that state. Taqwa is the state, the inner state of the person, which enables outward behavior, which is consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always, in every way. A person who has conversations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who talks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, the person who consults with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, the person who has a feeling of being in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Two major benefits of that. When you are in the state of feeling in the presence, feeling yourself to be in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, the first benefit is the complete disappearance of fear from your heart. A person who is a muttaqi, a person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, a person who is a muwahid, who does not commit shirk, and who is conscious that he is in the presence of Allah. Everyone is in the presence of Allah, in the sense of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being aware of this person, of what they are doing, of their circumstances, of what are the conditions facing them, what are the difficulties, what are the things of ease, and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of this for everyone. The issue is not the awareness that Allah has. The issue is whether we are aware that Allah is aware. That is the issue. And that is what the muttaqi. The muttaqi is aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware. He is aware of being in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first benefit of this is that it frees you from all fears. Gives you complete and total confidence, because alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge of my affairs. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wakil, ni'ma al-mawla wa ni'ma al-nasir. Allah said, he is the best of the wakils. He is the best of the one who can take care of your affairs. And he is the best of the one who can help. There is no one who can help better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, that is the first benefit. The second benefit of being a muttaqi, of having taqwa, of being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence, is that it protects you from sin. It protects us from doing everything which is against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It protects us from doing everything which is against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protects us from doing everything which is haram. Takes us a further step and protects us from doing everything which is even may not be haram, but it is makruh. Still, the person will not do. Why? Because he says, no, I don't want to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under any circumstances. Whether it's haram or it's makruh, these are the issues of fiqh, istilahat of fiqh. What Allah does not like, Allah does not like. Whether Allah likes, does not like it a little bit or more doesn't make a difference to me. If Allah does not like, I also do not like. So the issue of taqwa is to be careful. Taqwa is the condition of ihtiyat. A muttaqi taqwa is to avoid the doubtful. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. He said the al-halal bayyin wa haram bayyin wa baynahuma mushtabihat. He said the halal is clear and the haram is clear, and between the two are the things which are not clear. And he said, leave the doubtful for that which is not doubtful. So therefore, the taqwa is a state where a person leaves that which is doubtful. Obviously, if he is leaving that which is doubtful, he leaves that which is clearly haram, that he will never do. If there is something which is prohibited, this he will never do. But in addition to that, love is the condition of doing more than what is required. Just doing what is required is not love. This is duty. So there is a difference between duty and love. So somebody who does not even do duty, that's a different matter. We are not talking about that. We are saying, okay, somebody is dutiful, alhamdulillah, this is good for him. But somebody who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the wali of Allah, the one who Allah loves, who will Allah love? The one who loves him. So therefore, if those who want to be the awliya of Allah, and only Allah knows who are the awliya, it's not for us to name people and say so and so is a wali. It's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to name his awliya, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us among his awliya, inshallah. And how do you do that? By doing things to show our own love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show not the world, to show Allah. To show Allah that you love him. How do you show Allah that you love him? Love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressed not like how we express love for our own friends or relatives or wives or husbands or children. Love for Allah is expressed through obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the way of loving. We don't express love for Allah by dancing in the streets. We express love for Allah by being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who loves Allah is the one who is obedient. If someone says, I love Allah, but he is disobedient to Allah, then this statement is false. He cannot love Allah. If someone, and how do you express this obedience to Allah? Through the following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this and said very clearly, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُرُ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them who claim to love me, follow my sunnah. Make my ittiba. Do what I do. There is a complete link and a total link between obedience to Allah and the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot separate these two. There is no obedience to Allah and disobedience to the Nabi. No, it's not possible. If you cannot obey Allah without obeying the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot obey Allah, we cannot express love for Allah without following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is completely inextricably linked. There is no way of separating these two things. So let us not even attempt to do that. Taqwa is to be on the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the essence of taqwa, is to be on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And why is that? Because that is the way of expressing love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through obedience to him. So the quality of the strangers is to be among the muttaqoon, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised his help, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised his jannah, and he promised his ni'mat for the people who have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very, very clearly in the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, that he is with those who have taqwa and who do ihsan. Inna Allah ma'al ladhina taqaw وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah is verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them who have taqwa. مَعَ الَّذِينَ تَقَوْا. Allah is with them who have taqwa. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. And those who do ihsan and who go to that second level of ihsan. Inshallah, we'll talk about ihsan, we'll talk about the outcome of taqwa, which is tawakkul. Inshallah, that between the next few days, We ask Allah to make us among the muttaqeen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us friends who are muttaqoon. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us together under the shade of His arsh on the day of judgment, along with those who are our friends and muttaqoon. And we ask Allah to keep us all together. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.